Sybil.
This is the hottest hump I've tried to get over in a long time. Good morning, Mr. Jordan.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on? Sybil Lou is absolutely right. It's hot as hell out here, sucker. It's hot as hell.
Oh.
Glad we don't do yard work.
Man.
Don't remind me. I used to do that.
Man.
I have too. Yes. Man. Yes.
I had a nice hustle.
You did?
Oh yeah, man.
That lawnmower. Oh man.
Was it one of those
No, the push down.
Oh, you had no power. Yeah. You were the power behind.
No power. No power at all. No.
You didn't have to go get that gallon of gasoline and put it in?
No.
It was just the way
it was set. Since I lived in the project, you could rent the mower and you rent a hoe.
Excuse me?
And you rent a hoe.
Why would you? You did not rent one. You just wanted to say that.
No, you had to rent a garden. You had to rent a garden hoe.
And a hoe.
You got to do the edges, yeah.
Yeah, when you trim.
You need a good hoe for that,
Sybil. You need a good hoe for that.
So today we're going to count. This is a drinking game, boys and girls. How many times he can get away with saying that word? Every time he does.
Sybil, it's not. But it was always an old one, though. It was never new.
Well, they say that's how you learn.
Yeah, that's how you learn.
Sybil got some. Sybil got some this morning.
That's how you learn.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes you can have a rusty hoe.
Is that right?
A rusty hoe. A bent one. You ever get a bent one? Oh.
You have to do that yard.
Oh, the worst, Sybil. This is the last one.
Uh-huh.
Is a broke one. Oh my God!
Some people are already pretty toasted now.
Man, okay, Donald Trump is so out of control.
What is wrong with him?
That's your boy.
He said, y'all need to kill.
He didn't say it. He implied it. He just talks so much he doesn't really think about what he's saying. That's what he.
Oh, he knows what he's saying.
He knows what he's saying.
Okay.
He knows he was saying y'all need to go in and just shoot Hillary Clinton.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. This was in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yep.
Though the Second Amendment people, maybe there is.
Maybe there's.
I don't know.
It would be horrible.
And what does that mean?
Well, minutes later, the Trump campaign issued a statement saying that he meant people who support the Second Amendment are unified and will vote together.
Right.
Minutes. So even his own people knew. That was funny yesterday
when we had Don Lemon on and we asked him off air
what do the Trump supporters say,
the surrogates. And he says, they say, oh, I just can't.
In the words of a 35-year-old black woman, I can't.
I just can't.
We can't.
You have to go on the air, defend
him. Oh, man.
Defend him.
Yeah. And then off air, they said, this is not on, right? Oh, my God.
That was so funny.
And so true.
And we said, Don, they want you to take them out and get a drink or something?
They want to hang out with Don, right?
Hang out with Don. Oh, that was so funny.
Man,
we need to elect somebody who we have to keep explaining what they say. That's the Republicans guy.
And that's going to be a whole team of people. That's not just one person that's going to have to explain Donald Trump if, please God, no, he becomes president.
The debates were today because Hillary's ready.
Well,
she's ready.
He's not going to do the debate.
He doesn't want to.
You don't know.
Well, because he knows that he's ill prepared.
She's been arguing with old dude all her life.
Yeah,
she's ready
been doing
for this.
She and Bill been together, 40 years? Yeah.
She knows.
This is a walk in the park.
A walk in the park with an old dude that don't know what he's talking about. Yeah. She's ready for him.
But he doesn't have to do the debates, right?
Well,
that's not required.
Well, it is not required, just like it's not required that you
show your taxes.
Tax returns.
If he doesn't do the debates, I think it would be over with for him, Sybil.
I don't know what it'll take. Although a friend of mine last night, Dwight Richard, texted me last night. He said he's done. He said next week he's going to be off the ticket and they're going to have somebody else and it's going to be Ted Cruz. And I was like, I don't think this is it. I don't know what it'll take, but I don't think that this is it. I don't think this is the one, despite
saying to kill some shooter.
Because that won't do it. He said if he stood on Fifth Avenue and shot somebody, they wouldn't do anything to him. And
he now put suggesting a baby out. That he cussed out the Pope.
Well,
he made fun of a.
This is a pretty high crime statement to make, Jay, to imply that somebody could take out the secretary. But I don't know that this is it.
And if he does step down,
the Republicans, they said, will put Ted Cruz in his place.
Not move Pence up?
No.
Governor Pence?
No, because he hasn't won anything. Pence is just an appointed position.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't won.
So Ted Cruz was second with the delegates.
Yeah.
And so he gets.
And now we'd welcome Ted Cruz.
No.
we'd love him.
No. Okay, you might, but I can't say that I would.
You don't think Ted could beat? You don't think Hillary could beat Ted Cruz?
No.
Really?
No. I'm saying I don't think that Ted Cruz could beat Hillary.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. And you've always said that Ted Cruz was worse than.
I believe that.
Than Donald Trump.
I absolutely believe that. Because with Donald Trump, you just don't know from one day to the next. Ted Cruz.
I think we now know from one day to the next.
When he says, shoot
his opponent.
But no, I'm talking about politically, Tom. I'm talking about in terms of his plans and what he, you know, is going to do and how he's going to work with Congress. I think that Ted Cruz is you know, one of those Tea Party-like guys that is just so totally stringent and so totally to the right that we would really be. And think about this. We don't know who Donald Trump may appoint for the Supreme Court or something like that, but we know without
Ted
a shadow
kind
of a doubt what
Ted
kind
Cruz
of judges Ted Cruz would put into place.
Oh.
We know that if he has a Congress that is right in step with him, what we can expect for the next 4 years.
A foot on our neck, huh?
You know what? They will be throwing the dirt on our bodies because we'll be dead.
We'll be dead?
We'll be dead. If you think that this is bad with Donald Trump, Ted Cruz is going.
He'd put dirt on our bodies, and the only way to get the dirt off is get a hose. And we'll dig that.
This drinking game is really getting out of here. And I'm just sipping coffee.
Claire, you said broke hole was the last one.
See, and there goes Tom.
He brought it back full circle.
That's what he does.
That's why he's the king. He's the king. My man.